1.5 million people died in the former Nazi concentration and extermination camp of Auschwitz, Poles, Roma, disabled, and that vast majority of Jews. And this was just one of the many concentration camps in Poland. There were many, many more. Right at the heart of Europe, Auschwitz once housed interns from up to 29 nations. They came from the four corners of Europe. While two young men were growing up, one of them Polish, the other German, two young boys in two different camps then, both, growing up during the Nazis' rise to power, witnessing their expanding grip over other peoples and nations. And knowing, both of them, that they would one day be elected as successors of Peter, and would both come here, first the Polish, the late John Paul II in 1979, the first pope in history ever to visit a concentration camp, the second on Sunday 28th of May, walking in this valley of death, an abyss of terror. Both expressions used by Benedict XVI to describe this sobering place.
Prendere la parola in questo luogo di orrore, di accumulo di crimini contro Dio e contro l'uomo, che non ha confronti nella storia, è quasi impossibile.
It must have been a tough task for a German pope as he walked past the double row of barbed wire fences, interspersed with ominous watchtowers, heading to the infamous block number 11, called by the prison interns the Block of Death, where SS held tribunals and where still today there's, for the record's sake, a photograph of Hitler on the wall. And when he reached the smallish yard attached to it, he went to the very place where prisoners were executed, the execution wall. And 30 or so survivors of these former prisons were there to greet him, 61 years after they walked to freedom. People still branded with a number, and no doubt haunted by that horrific memory.
God, Heavenly Father, as we gather in this place of tears, we recall those who suffered in concentration camps at the time of the Nazi regime and the war in many parts of occupied Europe.
But you know, there's one person who wasn't there. He died 10 years ago, 50 or so years after he'd been first condemned. A family man who Saint Maximilian Kolbe offered his life for all those years ago. And it was to Kolbe's cell, number 18, that Pope Benedict went, down the dank stairs to the cells, a row of them, which still stand in memory of the thousands who starved to death here. Or like this saint died from an injection of carbolic acid. In Latin, Pope Benedict said Maximilian Kolbe and the holy martyrs, pray for us.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
And it rained, and all the while Pope Benedict prayed there, walking silently in prayer, alongside the inscriptions in various languages erected in memory of those who died, inscriptions which speak of human grief, he was later to say, giving us a glimpse of the cynicism of that regime which treated men and women as material objects and failed to see them as persons embodying the image of God.
Noi preghiamo Dio e crediamo verso gli uomini.
To speak in this place of horror, he said, this place where unprecedented mass crimes were committed against God and man, is almost impossible. And it is particularly difficult and troubling for a Christian, for a pope from Germany. In a place like this, words fail. In the end, there can only be a dread silence, a silence which is itself a heartfelt cry to God. Why, Lord, did you remain silent? How could you tolerate all this? In silence, then, we bow our heads before the endless line of those who suffered and were put to death here.
Questo silenzio, tuttavia, diventa poi domanda ad alta voce di perdono.
Yet our silence becomes, in turn, a plea for forgiveness and reconciliation, a plea to the living God never to let this happen again. A sobering link for the German Pope on this last afternoon of a journey which has taken him as successor of Peter to the very same place where 27 years ago the Polish Pope had stood. The execution wall, the cell of Maximilian Kolbe, and the ruins of the gas ovens in Birkenau.
Grazie a Dio, con la purificazione della memoria, alla quale ci spinge questo luogo di orrore.
The place where we are standing, the Holy Father concluded, is a place of memory. By God's grace, together with the purification of memory demanded by this place of horror, a number of initiatives have sprung up with the aim of imposing a limit upon evil and confirming goodness. So there is hope that this place of horror will gradually become a place for constructive thinking, and that remembrance will foster resistance to evil and the triumph of love. And when Pope Benedict XVI finished speaking, a rainbow stood out against the skyline, against the barbed wire of this place of memory. In Poland, Veronika Skierzbrick, Vatican Radio.